Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household... Oh, all right, thank you. So does anyone in your household happen to work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
That would be a big no.
All right, thank you. So do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Why, yes, I am. I'm quite a bit older than 18, but thanks for asking.
Oh, all right,
I love
thank
getting
you.
Carded at stores, too, but...
Oh, all right, thank you. So I know it's, like, a long way off, but what would you say are the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say that you're going to, like, definitely
pretty
vote?
Pretty definite. Mm-hmm.
Definite? All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
66.
66, all right, thank you. And
like
just
I said,
show...
a bit older than 18.
All right, yeah, I mean, but just slightly a little bit older. All right.
Thank
so,
you for that.
No worries. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
White, all right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as like a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I lean Democratic, but I try to be a little more moderate.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So would you call yourself like a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
All right. Thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, would you say that you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
It depends on what part of the country you're talking about. I mean, as far as politics or racism, or I mean, it depends on what you're... what area you're discussing, if I think it's going well or not.
Well, this one is kind of like just general, like generally speaking about the country. How do you feel about it? Do you feel like very satisfied with how the country is going right now?
I'm fairly satisfied.
All right, thank you. So, and I'm going to read you like a short list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you and to have your members of Congress focus on it to like fix it. So a 0
so 10
would be
is
a,
the one I want them to vote, and 0 is I really don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And then
okay.
A 5 would be like neutral. So the first
Got
one
it.
Is cracking down on illegal drugs.
About a 7.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
About a 9.
Funding for mental health services.
A 6.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
8.
Improving K-12 education.
5.
Lowering rent.
4.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
And protecting abortion rights.
7.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which basically 100 means you like them, a 50 is like you're neutral towards them, and a 0 would
it's
mean
the
like...
It's 1 to 10,
but
with zeros,
like
got it.
Yeah, but then this time it's like from 0 to all the way to 100. And if you have no
Got
opinion
it.
About them or have, like, never heard about them, those are also options. So the first one is MAGA Republicans.
Hate them.
Would that be a 0 then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Boy, today's really put a little curveball in there. I'll give him a 75.
75, all right. Yeah, I heard the news. He, like, dropped out of running for president. So what about Kamala Harris?
Oh, God. I'll give her about a 6 because I don't know that much about her.
I'm sorry, did you say 6 or 60?
Yeah, 6.
6? All right, thank you. What about Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Don't know.
Ron Wyden?
I'll give him a 6.
J.D. Vance?
About a 3.
Democrats in Congress.
Better than the Republicans, I'll give them a 75.
Donald Trump.
0.
All right. Republicans in Congress.
3.5. No, 2.5. That's how old they act.
All right. Well, I don't think we can put, actually, let's see if I can put, okay, we can put, oh 25, yeah.
25, man.
I'm sorry, what was
really
that?
Low. They're like, they're babies.
All right. So would you give them a 2 then? Or a 3?
2.
2? All right. Okay, because I tried putting like decimal numbers, but it doesn't allow 2.5.
Yeah, they're, they act like 2-year-olds.
Oh, I get the joke now. All right. What about Janelle Bynum?
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum. Don't know her.
Janelle Bynum. All right. Don't know. All right. No worries.
That's not Jill Bynum, his wife.
Oh, no. I'm Janelle Bynum. She's part of a Democrat.
That's what I thought you said.
Oh, all
right. I don't know her.
All right. No worries. I mean, this survey is
Jill Bynum at first. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. I mean, sometimes my pronunciation is a little bit off because the names are so similar. But, so we're going to end this survey. We're going to kind of talk more about those two candidates that I did mention before, but that's a little bit more later. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Not Trump.
All right. Well, if the options were like maybe independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate.
Democrat, I guess we're going with Harris, it looks like right now.
All right.
I'll take the Democrat over the idiot.
All right.
No, do you really want me to hold back my feelings?
Oh, I mean, you can totally give out your opinions. It's totally cool.
I think the world knows about my opinions on the alleged person.
All right. So I know it's like a long way off, but if elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat, Janelle Bynum, or a Republican, Lori Chavez Dreamer?
I don't know either of them, so it'd be hard for me to say until I get some more info.
All right, understandable. So maybe, like, since you are undecided, maybe just based on, like, a political party, I guess, who would you want to decide to vote
Democrat.
For?
Democrat.
Janelle Bynum, Democrat. All right, thank you. So even though you're not, like, supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer right now, what would you say the chances that you might support her, like, Republicans for Congress in November of 2024? Would you say there's, like, a fair chance, a small chance?
It is a fair chance I'd vote for her if I knew her politics. I mean, if I knew her, you know, stand on things better, I could.
Okay,
not that I'm holding it against her that she's a Republican. I'm just holding it against a lot of the Republicans that are there now.
Understandable. So, would you say you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think he's doing good. I'll give
him
an 8.
All right. Would you say you're going to like, strongly approve then, or are you somewhat approve?
Yes.
Strongly?
Yes.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I have no idea, so I'll give her a 5, I guess.
All right. So this one isn't really based on numbers. It's kind of just like, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve or somewhat
I'll
disapprove?
I'll go 5, right in the middle. Or I'll slightly approve her.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you 2 short statements about each of the candidates running for Congress, this being Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Dreamer. So serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and a local business owner. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. And number 2, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dreamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon's families. So based on those 2 statements, who do you say you would vote for if the elections for Congress were held today? For a Democrat,
I'd probably lean towards Bynum.
All right, Bynum. All right, thank you. So what specifically has stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
Well, that she's, you know, dealing with the state, whereas the other one is dealing with Happy Valley, which is not really indicative of the state of Oregon. It's a kind of snooty town if you think about it. I live near there.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few brief statements about some candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see if it loads, about Jenelle Bynum.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to read you a few statements about her, and if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how convincing of a reason it is for you to support her for Congress. So a 0 would be like this is not convincing at all, a 5 is somewhat convincing, and a 10 would be this is a very convincing reason to support her. So the first statement is, Jenelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down the costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so that we can get ahead.
I'll give that a 7.
7? All right, thank you. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Jenelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom and as a small business owner and as a leader, she is not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
I'll give that one an 8.
Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Jenelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
I'll give that an 8.
And lastly, Jenelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion of her students and her schools. She's fought for the Student Access Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunities.
6.
6. All right. Thank you. So based on those statements, for who would you want to vote for? For Jenelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Remer?
Oh, well, if those were all Bynum's comments, apparently Bynum.
Bynum, all right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about, let's see, about Lori Chavez de Remer. All right. So for these two statements, if you could please tell me if these statements, like how much it troubles you. If it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or it doesn't trouble you at all. So the first one is, too many of us are working harder and harder, and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez de Remer isn't necessarily bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership and supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done that much to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed the bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians.
Well, it sounds like she says one thing and does another. I'll give her like a 3.
All right. So would you say this troubles you like a great deal? It troubles you
a little bit.
A little bit? All right. So would that be just some then?
The next step up.
Quite a bit?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And last one, Lori Chavez de Remer opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon's
law. Give her a 1 on that one.
All right, so that should be all right, would it trouble you a great deal then?
Yep.
All right, thank you. So now just kind of lastly, having heard all those statements, for who would you want to vote for? For Democrat Jenelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer? Bynum, all right. So we're almost done. We have about 4 questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I got some graduate degree or education after a bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm. All right. So would you say like maybe a little bit of postgraduate or would you say you just
got
a bachelor's?
Yeah.
Postgraduate. All right. Thank you. What is your marital status?
I'm happily single. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
All right. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No, ma'am.
All right. And in the 2020 elections for president, who did you vote for?
Oh, I voted for Biden.
Biden? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Sure. You know, who is this for again, please?
It is for nobody. We're an independent research company, so it's just for ourselves. But we're called Oregon Opinion Surveys.
So if somebody wants somebody's opinion, they just call you and say, what are their wants on this issue or something along those lines?
Well, really how it works is we see kind of topics that are happening as of right now. In this case, the most prominent one is politics. So we tend to make like small little surveys about specific niche areas. So for example, sometimes they're more focused on presidential, sometimes they're more focused on Congress. And we just tend to call people to get to know their opinions about certain topics. And sometimes we expand and sometimes talk more about like school districts, sometimes about like weather issues. So we tend to talk a lot about like varied topics.
So you're not like being sold to a company.
Absolutely not.
Opinions. Okay. Just curious.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time again. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.